move on.
1191, request of Stan Nowak to address council regarding nuisance houses.
Come on out, Mr. Nowak. Good morning.
My name is Stan Nowak. Nearly 40 years ago, when Tom McCall was governor, I moved to Oregon from Colorado. I was immediately taken with the raw beauty and abundance of natural resources that make Oregon and Portland so wonderfully livable. Growth is inevitable. The Northwest and Portland in particular is a destination of choice for future relocation on the West Coast. It isn't if, but how we grow as a state and a city. Several weeks ago, Mayor Hale spoke of people who had given him a vision of what was around the corner pertaining to expected growth and how thankful he was for those resources. Call on those same resources and ask them how we will fund, recruit, and train a police force that mirrors and respects the cultural and gender diversity we need to embrace as we grow. I'm aware that all of these things cost money and that these are not our only problems. I speak to you today because of firsthand experience living on the bluff and having to deal with high crime rate and grossly inadequate police power in the North and Northeast precinct to handle the massive workload in our city. We also have to prioritize a clean and healthy environment. Portland is faced with unique problems in areas where industry and neighborhood coexist. Growth must be accompanied by exemplary air and water standards that exceed federal EPA standards, many of which are outdated and fail to incorporate newly available technologies. We can't allow job creation to be our sole focus at the expense of the quality of life that our existing population deserves and our future inhabitants desire. In particular, Swan Island needs to be scrutinized as more than just an employment opportunity. Do we really want to sacrifice quality of life for thousands of people in the Northwest and North Peninsula neighborhoods for the sake of dozens of jobs for Dahmer Benz and millions of dollars in tax breaks? Vigor Industries, on the other hand, should be singled out for making a voluntary effort to exceed environmental pollution standards in establishing a good neighborhood agreement with North Portland neighbors. They realize we all live and work in the same city and must respect the desire for a shared, clean, livable environment. If you drive north on Greeley Avenue, you will see a sign that says, "Welcome to the Peninsula, Gateway to Nature." That sign should be replaced with a warning of "Proceed with caution, poor air and water quality ahead. I breathe the air and hesitate to enter the waters that are paramount to a healthy environment. The City of Portland must take steps to improve our basic rights for clean air and water. You have many challenges ahead. As we grow, please promote the safe and healthy environmental values Portlanders hold dear. Without them, our future is not bright." Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.